Guess who's back? Back again. It's Spencer and David from Riverfest.
Hello.
Hi. Hey. How are you guys doing? I know it's funny when you're talking to these guys every year for Riverfest, you can see them slowly ramping up as it gets closer because they're busier and busier and don't know what day it is. And
the bags under our eyes are just getting a little bit deeper every time.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. How's it going? You guys super in the thick of it now.
Yeah, it's going great. Everything's falling into place.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
And how are the ticket sales going this year? Pretty good?
Great. They're, I would say we're kind of back up to pre-pandemic levels, like every
I'd
year.
Say the numbers might be the best yet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. We'd like to hear that.
Tracking along really well right now.
Yeah. Pretty excited about that.
That is awesome. First of all, congrats on your Chamber Award of Excellence, the Cultural Arts Tourism Impact Award. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really great.
That's cool.
I think our first time being nominated for a Chamber Award and just really amazing and feels great to be acknowledged by the community. And
yeah, that's awesome. I'm so happy for you guys. Now at Riverfest, tell us more about, there's so much going on at this festival. What sets it apart from other music festivals?
To me, it's the experience. Yeah. There's so many events now, all have great, great virtues to them.
Mm-hmm.
The thing for us is so much music, so much good food, so many good vendors. You're right by the water. If you're tired of music, you can go downtown for an hour. Check out Alora. There's lots to do. And it's just a getaway. It's just, if you're looking for something to experience.
And your own backyard too, which
exactly,
is great, right?
Yeah.
And also it's just so much fun. So tell us about what artists you guys, I don't know if you can say this, are most looking forward to. Can I ask that, or is that
Totally.
Okay.
Spencer, you go first.
I'm excited for everybody. Who comes up with the top of my head is Sarah Shook and the Disarmers from North Carolina are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Willie Carlisle is amazing. Alex Nicol, Violent Femmes.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this band that Spencer hit me to called Population 2.
Okay.
A band from New Brunswick called Motherhood. I've seen them a few times and they're amazing.
Treble Charger.
Haven't seen them for a while. Now, this is kind of fun about your jobs as well, where you get to experience all this music and go, oh, I haven't heard of them, I want to listen. And then you guys, I see you on your Instagram and on your socials checking out new music like you did on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of fun as well, seeing all these new bands that you haven't heard of.
Yeah, I think that's to me, that's the biggest, most important part about any festival, especially Riverfest, where we've always been good at, is the discovery piece of introducing people to their new favorite music. And, you go to a festival, you don't know what to expect, and you walk into a tent and you see this band that just blows you away, and it's really special.
Often in a genre you didn't know you're into.
That's true too.
Yeah,
especially
true.
These days when they're just mixing so many different genres, like country and alternative and rock. It's kind of all kind of morphing together, which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, tell us about the tickets. How do we get tickets to Riverfest?
You can go to riverfestalora.com to get your tickets.
And their weekend, you can get a weekend pass or you can get a day pass depending on what you want to do.
Yeah, and then we have a few other perky kind of tickets, Riverfest Plus and VIP options.
Ooh.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of ways to experience.
Also, your after party tickets are really fun.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You have all the after parties as well. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.